Please stand by. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the IBM Chat with the Labs conference call. Today's call is being recorded. You should have received charts for today's call. If you did not receive them, you may go to www.ibm.com/Informix/webcast. Again, that was www.ibm.com/Informix/webcast. At this time, I'd like to turn the call over to Jerry Kazee, Director, IBM Informix Database Development. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody, and welcome to October's Chat with the Lab. Today's chat is a little different than any of the chats we've had over the last 2 years. Hopefully you'll find it different, but that you'll also find that the information that we have to share with you today is as relevant as you make business decisions with respect to your investment in IDS and other products in the IBM portfolio as you move into the future. Today is a roundtable format with myself as well as Bruce Weed, who's the Program Director of Channel Marketing for Informix, and Stuart Lytell, who's the President of the IIUG. And the purpose of today is really to give you an overview of where we're at with the Informix business, where we're headed, and to help maybe reassure any lingering concerns that you have with respect to IBM's commitment to the Informix business moving forward. So today what we'll do is I will spend a little bit of time talking about IDS, talking about our next release. Bruce Weed will spend a few minutes talking about some of the activities that are happening in the marketing area, and Stuart will cover some background with respect to the conference that we just finished, the IOD, as well as other activities in and around the IIUG. So with that, I'm going to start with the slides. And I'm actually on slide two. And slide two is really, if I was only going to have one slide, this would be it. And the purpose of the slide, the takeaways that I'd like to see you walk away from when you hang up from this call today is really an understanding of where IDS fits in the overall database strategy, data server strategy here at IBM. All right, so the first one is pretty straightforward. IDS is a strategic data server in the information management portfolio. We're part of the family of data servers, and I'll go into that in a little bit more detail on a subsequent slide. The second point really is around IDS is what I think is just an incredible rich history of innovation and technology leadership. It's nothing that should be a surprise to you. The capabilities of IDS is why you selected it as the database to run your business in the past, and that history of innovation that has gone into the product before the acquisition has continued since the acquisition through the releases of 9.3, 9.4, which was the first release of a version 9 data server that was actually faster than version 7, and then it's continued with version 10. And I think that you'll find when you start taking a look at what we're doing with Cheetah that we've actually even accelerated that innovation into the product. The third takeaway is that IDS is the optimal data server for a high transactional OLTP environment. Again, it's always been our sweet spot. We continue to focus on enhancing that capability here at IBM. And I think that for those of you that have used the product over the last several years, that shouldn't be a surprise for you. And the fourth point really plays into that point, and that is databases aren't a commodity. We don't believe databases are a commodity. And we don't believe you do either. And we believe that's why you've chosen IDS, and the fact that you use IDS gives you a competitive advantage over your competitors. slide three is really just a highlight of recent milestones, and it really goes out about a year and a half. Version 10 ship in Q1 of 2005. At the time we shipped version 9.4 in the lab, we believe that it was our best release of IDS that we'd ever shipped. And feedback that we received from customers and partners told us the same thing. And in fact, there's one customer that I work with very closely in the UK. I'm an executive advocate for them. And about a year ago, they upgraded to version 10. And I keep in touch with them every 30 to 60 days. A couple months ago, I had an exchange with their director. And what she told me was that IDS version 10 was absolutely, I apologize, IDS version 9.4 was absolutely the finest release of IDS they've ever seen, and that I would have to convince them the power of 10. Well, we believe that version 10 is better, and we've gotten feedback from many customers and many partners that it is. And one of the things that I really appreciate is my support organization, who at times can be a very tough critic. And I've gotten unsolicited feedback from them that we've done nothing but get better and better. Okay, so we followed up the release of version 10 with an availability of IDS Express. Later in the year, we announced the PHP driver for PDO, Express Runtime for IDS, which is designed for SMB partners to quickly and easily build applications. We enhanced our migration toolkit to provide support for Oracle to IDS migrations. We have Sybase to IDS migrations. We're working on additional capability for MySQL and SQL Server as well. And at the end of last year, we announced the Bond application benchmark. We're informing Speed Oracle again. On the left-hand side, what you really see is the letter from Ambush Goyal, our general manager, who's been on the job a year now. And essentially what he's saying is that he's remains committed to the Informix platform. And I can tell you that Ambush has backed that up. Since Ambush has come on board a year ago, he has added significantly to the investment in engineering for IDS. Slide four is a slide that talks about our data server strategy. And as I said, the Informix family is part of our data server family. So there's the Informix databases, there's DB2, IMS. And what we'll do with IDS, and what we'll continue to do with IDS, is really capitalize on its strengths. So I've already mentioned OLTP, right? Small to medium business. Now, IDS has really built its reputation and built its company when we were Informix, through our partners and through our ISVs, many of whom were really supporting that small to medium business environment. And here at IBM, IDS is the top product in terms of new license revenue in 2006 in the SMB space, and that's all across all the software group. Integrated applications, right? Because of IDS's capability to easily administer, because it has a small footprint, because of its reliability, and because of its performance, it makes it an ideal database to embed in an application, an application that you're either deploying in your environment or an application that you're selling into other businesses' environments. So it is the flagship database for integrated applications here at IBM. And, of course, there are a number of industries that IDS has a significant market presence in as well. Slide five. Slide five is a very high-level look at our roadmap. We're currently focused on a release that we've codenamed Cheetah. Cheetah is the world's fastest and most powerful cat. All right, so no surprise that we would choose a code name like Cheetah for a database like IDS. We think that it perfectly represents the strengths of the IDS product. And at a very high level, you can see some of the areas that we're focusing on for this release. I will tell you that today we're not going to go into a lot of detail with respect to the contents of Cheetah. And that's purposeful and deliberate. And the intent is that over the coming months, as we work our way to the Cheetah announce, which will be in the June-July timeframe of next year, you'll see significant communication, significant marketing around the Cheetah release, something that you've all asked for, something that's absolutely part of our release plan for Cheetah, and it's something we're excited about. I know that Bruce and Stuart are both going to talk about last week's conference, our Information on Demand conference, which was a huge hit. We spent a lot of time talking about Cheetah. Cheetah and IDS both, I would say, were the buzz of the conference last week. There was a significant amount of interest in and around what we're doing with IDS and specifically what's happening with Cheetah. And we had partners who were seeking us out last week, looking to be enabled in order to support IDS as we move forward with Cheetah. Slide 6 is a disclaimer. I am going to go into a couple of the features that we have announced for Cheetah, but this is a disclaimer. Essentially says timeline could change. The design and implementation could change. It's certainly possible that what I talk about today might not be part of the Cheetah release. And as I said, additional features will be identified in the coming months. Slide 7 references a couple features that Arvind Krishna, our Vice President of Data Server Development, spoke about in his CRN interview. The first one is common criteria, which is really around providing the identification, authentication, and assurance that the development process and the management of our source code is tightly controlled. This is often a requirement for many governmental type opportunities, not only here in the U.S. but in around the world. Another feature that Arvind spoke about was label-based access control, which, again, provides the capability to maintain tight control over access to data so that you can enable access at the row or column level and define exactly who has access to that data. Again, a very significant requirement in the public sector and many government applications as well. Slide 8, simplified, powerful administration. There has been significant work to enhance the ability to provide the type of information that you as a database administrator or an application provider needs in order to get the most out of the database, in order to tune performance, in order to get access to the data that you need in order to make decisions. Now, we'll support that programmatically, so that if you're deploying an application and you want to programmatically administer to the database, you'll be able to use our APIs. We'll support it through an IDS admin tool that will be available free of charge with Cheetah that provides some very powerful capabilities to get the level of detail that you need in order to make decisions around database administration. And this API will be available for our partners in order to enhance their offerings as well. So, for example, a partner like Server Studio will be able to take advantage of these APIs to significantly enhance their offering. In the application space, there's work there to reduce TCO. One specific area is around optimistic concurrency, so that we'll have committed read last. Readers won't block writers. Writers won't block readers. And the label in the location-based services area will provide significant enhancements in that space as well. IDS is the database that information management is using to lead within the space, and there are in additional investments that are happening in the database area in order to enhance this capability. One specific feature is called a web feature service, which really is designed to make it easier for applications to consume this data. Slide 9 is a high-level look at a number of application development capabilities. With the release of Cheetah and in the subsequent months, I think that you can expect to see some significant enhancements in the support that IBM provides for application developers for IDS. We spoke about this in some detail last week at the Information on Demand conference, and over the coming months, I would advise you to keep an eye out, and I think you'll be excited about what's happening in this space. Okay, with that, I'm going to turn it over to Bruce Weed, and I'll let Bruce spend a little bit of time talking about what we're doing with respect to marketing for IDS. Bruce?
Thank you very much, Jerry. If you're not already, I would ask you to run into the full screen mode of PowerPoint because some of the graphics you'll see will require that. So I'd like to start on chart 11. I started this journey with Informix approximately 2 years ago, and I know many of you have been asking for different things from advertising to, you know, changes in branding to various things as it relates to awareness around Informix and IDS in particular. And so I want to take this opportunity just to touch on one of these. You'll see more of them as we go forward. But we really have, I think, come about a long way in the last 2 years to really evangelize IDS. As Jerry has already mentioned, IDS is critical to our data server strategy. And it's important that you walk away and understand that IDS, along with DB2 and U2, are critical in this area. But I wanted to touch a little bit on the brand name. Originally, you'd seen a lot of what you thought was advertising at a product level, and in fact, really what it was is looking at the whole area that was called at that time DB2 was the branding, as it were. And so you'll see that on your slide on chart 11. If you hit enter one more time, if you're running in full screen mode, you'll actually see the DB2 disappear, and if you hit enter again, you'll see our new branding, which is IBM Information Management. Now, this branding is again, it's ongoing change in terms of, as you can imagine, with IBM, there's a lot of websites, documentation, collateral, and et cetera, that needs to be updated. But to be very clear, you know, both Ambush and Arvid, Ambush being our general manager and Arvid, our VP over the information servers, data servers rather, is focused around this whole area of information management. So when we talk about the higher level branding, it is IBM Information Management, and then underneath that we have our data servers, of which IDS is one of the strategic products. So hopefully that'll help in terms of positioning both IDS as well as our other products in the portfolio moving forward. If you go to slide 12, I wanted to talk a little bit about why is it that clients rely on IDS. If you take a look at some of the things that Jerry has already mentioned, some key points I could focus on is obviously the speed of the product, how efficient and effective it is both in this OLTP environment as well as in areas where it's embedded into hardware devices and the like. High reliability, I mean, it's almost legendary out there in terms of the uptime around IDS, the extensive platform coverage. But one of the key things that I really think is a really important attribute of the Informix database is really this, what we call sort of nearly hands-free administration. And you can see that one of our key business partners, Bitech, in the advertisement on the right, really kind of hones in on this. We actually have a very large customer that runs over 10,000 instances of IDS and uses or has just 8 DBAs managing that system. So, I mean, I think it speaks volumes in terms of the low overhead. And what's important here is this is not a right commercial for, you know, removing DBAs from your organization, but rather being able to focus that resource on other areas as it relates to IT, right? Focusing on the strategy, how do you connect with different applications, how do you incorporate maybe content management into your overall solutions, things of this nature, broadening that role of the DBA, which really gives you the flexibility to do that by leveraging the Informix database. I will mention, as you know, you're probably already aware, that obviously IDS is used in many industries. You know, if you look at retail as an example, or a telco, many of the retailers, in fact, use IDS in, as their in-store database. And from a telecommunications standpoint, in a lot of the routers and switches, IDS is embedded into that area. We also have a propensity in the public sector area, and that is everything from tax auditing to emergency systems, homeland security, and the like. If you go on to the next slide, slide 13, this really just illustrates one example of our customers and business partners. So this particular customer, Real Plus, had an issue around their real estate system. Agents were accessing it, and the response time really wasn't what they were looking for. I mean, sometimes they would do queries that took, you know, 5 to 10 minutes, and now by upgrading to IDS version 10, they're able to see drastic improvements in their performance. And so this is just another example. Even if you are out there running today IDS version 7 or even version 9, I would urge you to take a really strong look at version 10. As Jerry had mentioned, the performance is 15 to 20% higher, and it really aids in terms of the return on investment using this product. In addition, if you hit enter again, you'll see running in full screen mode that, in fact, if you look at the IDS area, it really has performed quite well over the last 3 quarters. In fact, we've seen double-digit growth this year in Q1, Q2, and Q3. So we're all very, very excited about that. I really see Informix being embraced by our customers as they roll out new solutions, by our business partners, as they re-energize this platform and really move forward in the marketplace. If you move on to slide 14, this is a great example, I think, of this whole area around innovation, right? So the key is, how can I take an existing product, in this case IDS, and really leverage it to its full extent? And as Jerry had mentioned earlier, you'll start to see more around IDS coming out in the next release around this location-based services and RFID. And in this case, we have IMP AG Kairos that has implemented technology to actually manage the German Soccer League. And this is for all the statistical data. And those of you that are familiar with sports, whether it be soccer, baseball, or the like, there's a lot of data that needs to be tracked, statistics. And the interesting twist here on the technology is the embedding of chips into the soccer ball to actually track as goals are scored or how the ball moves around the field. So it really becomes this real-time analysis where sports fans and sports writers can really get that latest and greatest information with all the details that, that folks are looking for nowadays in an on-demand sports statistical management system. If you move on to the next slide, slide 15, Cheetah is in the news. One of the things you've requested is that we be more focused on getting the message out there around our IDS product. And here's a great example where we actually had an interview with CRN. And Arvin, as I mentioned, our vice president of the data servers, spoke about Cheetah. And you can see here, as Barb sort of coins it, you know, rock-solid performance has gained the database a loyal following. So, again, I think if you look at IDS and its attributes, it's really, you know, important to focus on the things that are key to your business or your customer's business if you're a business partner. Now, we take a look at moving on to the next slide, slide 16, we just held our large IOD event in Anaheim, California. We had over 5,000 people attend the conference. Again, by most parties that you ask, an overwhelming success, whether it's customers or business partners. IDS was covered in both keynotes, both by Ambush and Arvid, so we had really good exposure there, outlining the strategy around the product. And then we were able to garner a real, I think, major achievement here. They gave out five business partner most distinguished achievement awards, and it was done by geography. And so there was one for North America, which was won by Mysis Systems, an Informix business partner. They had over 400 new customers. Latin America was IT Consultings. They won, again, an Informix business partner. In Asia Pacific, it was Tata Consulting Services, and they won mostly in part for their large Informix deal that they closed. And then in the what we call the North East IoT, which is the northeast part of EMEA or Europe, as it were, Vitech, who I mentioned earlier, you know, a very important business partner for IBM, won the award there. So I think this, you know, speaks volumes if you look at, you know, the five awards that were handed out. Again, four out of the five awards were won by Informix business partners. So our partners are really stepping up to the plate. We've seen substantial growth, and basically we're on a roll now. So whether you're a customer or business partner, you know, I encourage you to join that, as I call it, the wave, and ride the wave to success. I also wanted to mention that at the IoD event, we did have some Cheetah T-shirts, and we will make those available at future events, which Stuart Lytell will talk about a little bit more in a moment. So if you weren't able to obtain one of those at the IoD event, you know, I would encourage you to attend some of the future events we have upcoming, both this year and next. So without further ado, I'd like to turn it over to Stuart Lytell, the president of the IOUG, for his views on the IOD event, as well as some additional, I think, interesting news that you'll really enjoy. Stuart?
Yeah, thank you, everybody. One thing Bruce did note also, and when he said four out of five business partners won the award, I've been told also there were two sales and service awards that were given out by the sales and service division of IM, of information management, and those both also went to Informix users. So they were a resounding success of Informix at the show. Moving on to slide 18, actually went to IOD, did the most of the entire IOG board last week, and wanted to tell everybody that the buzz around the show truly was around Informix. It was a situation that everywhere you went, you heard and talked about Informix. People were just out there and wanted to know more about it. I actually had to spend time with about six or seven partners, or I should say companies that don't currently support Informix, that wanted to know what the deal was. And these customers are all looking, or these partners are all looking at going towards and supporting Informix, because they just saw what happened in an event with 5,000 people showing up, and all the talk was about Informix with all these awards. There we had the IOG board met with sales and marketing and development executives, and I think walked out with a great feeling, basically, of what happened or what's going on inside of IBM. It was a situation where I think some people wanted to know, wanted to hear it, from lack of better terms, from the horse's mouth, and they got everything they wanted to hear, and everything we heard was great. So everything turned out with these meetings very positive. There were about 70 sessions there for Informix, including a general Informix meeting that we held, and like I said, everything was people were truly happy. Here's one quote from David Frazier, an IOG board member, that he said about the event. David came in from New Zealand, and it was well worth the trip, I believe he felt, after being there. Moving on to the next slide, I wanted to talk about a few events. And this is a very important event here that I'm going to talk about in Washington, D.C., December 8th and 9th. It's a two-day mini-conference or mini-version of the IOD conference. It's going to be pure technical sessions. And it's in suburban Washington, D.C., December 8th and 9th. It's a Friday and Saturday, so people can save a little bit on the airfare that are coming in from out of town. But we've got top technical speakers from users and IBM developers with three full tracks, both full days of sessions here. Now, here's the interesting part. We have scheduled on Friday Ambush Goyal, the general manager of IM, and Arvid, who we've heard, and Krishna, who we've heard the two names throughout this webcast. Here's something to ponder and think about as successive informants. Ambush and Arvid have never spoken at a local user group meeting, never mind the fact that we've got both here at the same event. This is something that's never happened before, and this is because of the way they feel the success of Informix. So it's a truly important event with these two both speaking 2 days. This is something, like I said, neither one has ever been done, a local user group, whether it be any product inside of information management, and here we have them showing up in an Informix event both to speak. So I hope you can all come down. There's more information at the IG website. I will warn you all of the following. I tried to make hotel reservations yesterday, and hotel is running sparse. So if you plan on attending, make sure you do it soon. Moving on to the next slide, I wanted to talk about another event we have coming up next year, the IDUG IEG Conference in San Jose, California in May. This is an event that's run truly by the IIUG and partners with IDUG. It's all run by users, no marketing, all technical sessions. We've just finished completing the grids or the sessions that will be done, and they'll be announced soon. The speakers are about to be notified. If they haven't been notified yet, I know it's going to happen very soon. And this is going to be more Informix technical sessions, all done by users, than anywhere else in this one event. And just wanted to thank a few people for their hard work, and I need to publicly thank, because all these people are volunteers, and I just wanted to bring them, thank them for the long hours they have put in and will put in to create this unbelievable event. And that's Cindy Lichtenauer, Colonel Stevens, James Edmondson, and Tammy Frankfurter. And for more information on that, you can go to the IG website, IG.org/conf, for more information on that, and it'll obviously all be available in the IG newsletter. Moving on to the next slide. We have a special announcement, and this is a long time in coming, and this special announcement is a version of IDS 10 that is available for the IIG members. We've had back to version 7 days, and now we have version IDS 10. It is based on the IDS 10 workgroup edition, so based on that, so it does not have replication built into it, but is based on the workgroup edition version of the product. It's available for AIX, HP, Linux, Sun, and Windows. It is there now. It is up available. If you go log in with the member area or if you join the IEG, you'll be able to get a copy and download it. The product is not for production. It's for people to learn and to use. Its only restriction that it has on the product is a 5-process limit. It cannot be used, like I said, in production. So, but it's for you to learn, enjoy, and figure out what you need with Informix. It is the latest release. It's based on the most current release of IDS, and this has just been up for a couple days. We actually had it up on the website for a few days to make sure we're testing our downloads. So when you go download it, be patient. The server hopefully will be able to handle it all, but I will tell you the last time we put the IDS downloads and we announced it, it took a few days for people to get them, so please be a little patient. I need to thank a few people for making this all happen, and that's people here, Bernie Spang, who happens to be Bruce's boss, Jerry, who's on this call, Bruce himself, Cindy Fung, who is the worldwide product manager of IDS, and Gary Proctor, for making this all happen. But most of all, we all have a debt of thanks due to the entire development staff for Informix. These guys are a great bunch of guys, I should say guys and gals. I had the opportunity to spend some time with them down, a lot of them down in Lenexa, Kansas a few months ago, and they really asked me questions about how we enjoy it, how we use the products. And they were really wanted to hear this information because it connected them more to the users. So spending time with them, I gave them some of the information that I could, and hopefully we're going to bring something out with the IAG we're just talking about now, introducing some of these developers, more developers to the Informix users. So hopefully everybody will enjoy that IDS 10 download. And like I said, it is there. It's available, and I'm sure the server is going to be hit real hard as soon as we get off this call. And so everybody enjoy. Without further ado, I'm going to turn it back to the operator for a polling session. We're going to do a few questions, and then I believe we're going to open up the rest of the call for questions and answers.
Thank you. Before we take your questions, we'd like to conduct a brief electronic survey. After I finish reading the entire question and all of the possible responses, please answer by firmly pressing the star key, followed by the number on your touch-tone phone that corresponds to your choice. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. There will be a brief pause between each question to allow everyone a chance to respond. And now for our first polling question. Did this presentation give you confidence in the future of IDS? Press star 1 for definitely yes, star 2, yes to some degree, star 3, for no. Please stand by while we allow everyone a chance to signal. And now question 2. The speakers for this teleconference were excellent, star 1, good, star 2, fair, star 3, poor, star 4. Once again, we'll pause just a moment to allow everyone a chance to respond. And question 3, please respond with your overall teleconference rating. For excellent, press star 1. Good, press star 2. Fair, press star 3. And poor, press star 4. We'll pause for just a moment. And now our final question. Would you like someone from IBM to contact you regarding IDS version 10 or Cheetah? For yes, press star 1. And for no, press star 2. And again, we'll pause. That does conclude our electronic survey. We would now like to take your questions. If you would like to ask a question, please do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touch-tone telephone. Once again, if you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. We'll proceed in the order that you signal us and take as many questions as time permits. Once again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. And our first question comes from Hugo Zambrano.
Yes, thank you. My question is regarding the Informix IDS versus DB2. I understand that at the beginning with IBM, when IBM acquired Informix, their intention was to merge or develop the software, both software, to merge them into one product. And at one point, I have the idea that IBM was probably trying to encourage people to move from Informix to DB2. And I know that IBM was developing interoperability between the two products. Now with this announcement on the Cheetah, it seems that IBM has now realized that the Informix is quite fast compared with DB2, and I wonder if IBM is still trying to merge the two products into one or not.
So I think I'll take that question. This is Jerry. You're right. You go and shortly after the acquisition, certainly the strategy was for us to continue supporting and enhancing the product, to provide capability that our partners and customers needed in order to continue with the applications that they had. But there was some effort or some discussion of merging the two technologies. And again, you're absolutely correct. There is absolutely no intent to do that. I can tell you, you know, quite honestly that, you know, that our partners and our customers, our Informix partners and customers, you know, spoke loud and clear, indicating to IBM that IDS was the technology that they had chosen to run their businesses with. And you know, it became very obvious to us that the right thing to do was to continue the type of investment in IDS that you expected from us. And you know, the intent today is that DB2 has a roadmap, IDS has a roadmap. There's no effort or focus at all in merging those two technologies. You know, DB2 just announced a significant release with DB2.9 where they incorporated pure XML. And, you know, what Ambuj Goyal has said since the day he came on the job was that he loves all his children and that he has two great databases in the distributed space and that he believes that he can grow his business with both of them. And as I said earlier in the call, he's backed that up by significantly investing not only in engineering, but also in our marketing organization as well. So two separate databases, two separate roadmaps, two separate organizations.
Thank you.
We'll now move to Anthony Warner.
Yes, my question was regarding one of the beginning slides with the BOM application benchmarks. I noticed that y'all definitely compare yourselves with Oracle and such, but we've had a lot of Microsoft droids with our agency trying to have Microsoft take over everything, including servers, and now the database engines. While I've told them I thought it's silly, they're proceeding right down the line. I'm trying to find any type of bond comparisons with MS SQL Server. I haven't been successful, and or any cost-benefit analysis and comparisons. Especially with decision support.
The benchmark that we did with Bond, Microsoft was not part of the benchmark. I can tell you that. But I will also tell you that we compare quite favorably to Microsoft. It would surprise me that your company would be considering going in that direction with an application like Bond. There are white papers available on the Informix website that does speak to some comparisons between us and Microsoft. If you can't find them, I would let you contact me and I would help you find that information. My email is jkeesee@us.ibm.com.
Jerry, can I add a little?
Please, go right ahead.
That, there was an article that I wrote in DB2 magazine. I actually find it quite comical. There's a company, and I can't mention their name. They actually happen to be right around the corner from me, where I had dinner with the CTO of the company, and it's a online company that does uses Informix, and they were bought out by another company. And they had the company here that's local to me had 14 dual processor Linux boxes running their business. And we're doing about 10,000 transactions. I don't remember if it was per minute or per hour. I think it must have been per hour, I'm going to guess. And they were profitable. And they were bought out by another company who was out in the L.A. area. This other company out in the L.A. area, the guy from Boston here flies to L.A. to meet with his new boss who he's being bought out by. And the new boss in L.A. is bragging about their infrastructure. They have 345 Windows servers running Microsoft SQL, and they've got this all running. It comes out to be that the 345 servers, it's actually kind of funny, had running 2,000 transactions per hour versus the 10, so running one-fifth the throughput, 345 single processor boxes versus the 14 dual processors running Informix. the guy from Boston got on the plane to come home saying, oh, God, my Informix is dead, and they're not going to let me use it anymore. And he actually sat down to figure out, this is actually kind of funny, the cost of the electricity alone for those 345 servers, he could actually go out and buy IDS new every year, just for the cost of the electricity, never mind the people to maintain it. So you've got to do the comparisons. And it really is a comparative situation. You've got to check it out. And when people see that, usually they see it straight. Next question.
And we now have a question from Ian Barrowdale.
Oh, thank you. Oracle Database 11G has been recently announced, and claims to have some new compression strategies. Has IBM included anything similar or plans to include anything similar in Cheetah?
I guess that one's mine as well. You might know that DB2 announced compression with their DB2.9 release.
Yep.
Where they've seen some significant reductions in disk space requirements, and as well as some performance enhancements.
Yep.
We're looking at that on the IDS side. I won't speak to when we might release it, but you know, we're looking at whether or not it will provide the same type of returns to our customers. All right. One thing to keep in mind is that there are different implementations between DB2, between DB2 Oracle and IDS, and what may be a requirement for one vendor and what may be provide advantages to their customer bases may not necessarily mean that the same thing will be, that you'll get the same thing from another database.
Okay, thank you.
Okay?
Yep.
We'll now move to Mike Dunham-Wilkie.
I was going to ask the same question that Ian just asked, so I'll let you go to the next caller.
And once again, that is *1. If you'd like to ask a question, we'll now move to Thomas Horner.
Hi. I work for a company that has actually moved from Informix to DB2 based on the purchase of the Informix Corporation from IBM several years ago. I'm looking at your second slide about the key takeaways, and number 3 especially, IDS is the optimal data server for high transaction OLTP environments, which our company has. Are you suggesting that DB2 is not quite so optimal? I mean, I'm kind of playing devil's advocate here, I realize. Now, we use DB2 for UDB version 8.
Terry, do you want me to answer that? Because I'm the one that can't get in trouble.
Well, you can answer it. I was going to give Bruce a chance to get in the game. But go ahead, and either Bruce or I will follow up.
Test it and try it yourself. It's just like the gentleman with the 345 versus 14 servers.
Yeah, so I would have answered a little differently. I would have said that certainly DB2 is an OLTP engine. We talk about DB2 as for mixed environments, right, where you're mixing a lot of analytics and you're mixing OLTP and potentially mixing pure XML capability as well, whereas when we speak to IDS, we really are talking about, an OLTP environment, and we certainly recognize that DB2 has the OLTP capabilities. And many customers, some of you on the phone, as well as other IBM customers, have chosen DB2 because of its OLTP characteristics, and we're not suggesting that it doesn't fit in that category. We're just suggesting that it's a definite strength of IDS.
Right, and let me just add to what Jerry had commented on. This is Bruce. So, as you look at the two databases out there, DB2 and IDS, you as a customer can choose to use either or depending on your environment and what works best for you. Working with your IBM executive representative on your account, And it really, you know, there are certain, we call them sweet spots for each of the databases. Jerry has just kind of outlined some of those. But the reality is, you know, when you look at this, we're not going to sit there and tell you can't use a database in this environment versus another database in another environment. The example I always sort of give, right, is, you know, I could say, well, I'm going to commute to work in a pickup truck. Now, that may not be, you know, what other people choose. They may choose a four-door sedan. Vice versa, I could use a four-door sedan to go pick up, you know, bricks at Home Depot as an example. So really, it's on a case-by-case basis. The databases do lend themselves to certain key attributes. You know, as Jerry mentioned, DB2 on the warehousing side. You know, in SAP types environments where DB2 has been optimized, things of that nature. But you really need to look at that depending on what it is you're trying to accomplish from a customer perspective.
Okay, thank you.
And now we have Christopher Coleman.
Thank you. You guys have kind of given us a hint of some of the features that are coming, and that's great. But when are we going to be able to see a greater list? Our customers are very slow to upgrade, and we have to start selling pretty much a year before they actually start upgrading. We have to start selling to our company and to them what this upgrade is going to have.
Well, Chris, that'll come. So version Tita is now in a closed beta, and we have between 15 and 20 partners and customers who are part of that beta. That closed beta started last week. We're planning an open beta, which will start somewhere, and I'll say in the February time frame. And certainly as we get into the open beta, what the greater feature list for Cheetah will be available, right? It'll not only be available, but you'll be able to try it out. And, you know, in the past releases of IDS at IBM, you know, a year before the release, I was up in front of people talking about everything that was going into it. Okay, you know, this release is a little different. We have a pretty aggressive marketing and communication plan, and we want to use some of the capability that's going into Cheetah that we think is pretty significant as part of that marketing communication. So to build up to the release. Now, you know, there's a couple sources that I might mention to you. Obviously, keeping an eye on the IIUG website. They stay very current with what we're doing here in the lab. Obviously, the IBM website, the IBM/Informix website, is obviously another source of information that you should be looking at. And then there's another website that's fairly new that I might mention to you. It's called the Informix Zone, and it's at informix-zone.com. And Eric Huber has put that site together. And if you go there, you'll find that there's it's almost like a central site that you can go to. He has links to the IIUG, links to their download. He has links to individuals in the community who are actively blogging about Informix and about IDS, both inside of IBM and as well as outside of IBM. And there's links to articles around Informix as well. So, you know, keep an eye on that. If you're not part of the closed beta, you know, keep an eye out for the open beta announcement. And, you know, you should get that information in plenty of time to reach out to your customers.
Thank you.
Chris, also, if you want to make sure, I'm sure there'll be more information coming at the DC forum that'll be there when Arvid talks. So I'm sure that'll be a good opportunity to get some more information.
Thank you.
And a final reminder, that is *1 if you would like to ask a question. We'll now move to Mike Vidar.
Hi. You guys have done a lot of work recently in regards to Informix marketing and getting the DB2 name off of some of the websites and things like that. But I have a question about the DB2 magazine. I was wondering if there's going to be any title change to that particular magazine, like IBM Information Management, along those lines.
Hi, this is Bruce Weed, so I'll address that question. So that is something that we are currently looking at. So what I would encourage you is, you know, stay tuned. You know, that's something that we're in, you know, discussions around with the publisher of the magazine. It's something that we, you know, realize that we'd like to address. And so just, again, keep a watch out, you know, as we move forward.
And as a columnist for the magazine, I can definitely assure you it is being discussed. I was actually on a conference call about it. They didn't like my suggestion. I suggested Informix magazine, but that didn't go over too well.
Thank you.
And now we'll move to Nick Noby.
Hi. I'm in Reston, Virginia, and I want to commend you on your change of name for IBM Data Products and Information Management. I think that was great. Keep it up. And, Mark, keep pressing on the marketing. But a question I have is, what happened to Informix XPS, and what's happening with regard to IBM and Informix databases, namely data warehousing and, let's say, Red Brick, MDB2, of course.
Well, Bruce, I'll hit on XPS and Red Brick, and then if you want to talk about the broader subject, I'll let you do that.
Okay, sure.
XPS is my responsibility from an engineering perspective. We have not any new features planned for XPS at this time, but I have a team who is supporting XPS, and we will continue to provide regularly scheduled maintenance releases. Red Brick is pretty much in the same situation. There was actually a small feature release that I believe that went out earlier this year. We're in the process of adding support for, I think, 3 new platforms. I don't know what the availability of those are, but certainly the intent is to continue to support that product as well. We still have a healthy customer base on both XPS and Red Brick.
Thank you.
And now we'll move to John Carlson.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I actually have 4 questions. I'm wondering if I need to break them up or if I could hit you with them one by one.
Well, let's hear them.
Okay. First question, I guess this is more toward Bruce since it was during his presentation. We saw double-digit growth in Informix in the first quarters. Were those in just maintenance, or were those in new licenses by some chance?
No, it's new license, and it's comparative year to year.
Okay, great. Next question, I guess, would be for whoever. Have we been able to make any inroads into Informix being supported by third parties?
Yes, yeah, so I'll address that one. So what we've done right now is I have Gary Proctor, who works on my team, focused. He's a new addition. He actually used to work for Jerry, and so he's got the right set of skills and attributes to go tackle this. But we're actually going out and contacting key vendors that we want to see on board with Informix. Some, you know, may have been vendors that were in the past more aggressively working with us. Others may be, you know, brand new or net new. I have one in particular I can't, you know, talk about, but we are aggressively going after that. And Ambush and Arvid are both committed to substantial investments for next year to address that in more detail. They very much, if you were at the IOD event, would be aware that they're very much focused around our channel partners. There was actually a separate track called the Partner Day, which was held Sunday. So, you know, if you look at Ambush's, you know, pedigree coming from Lotus, he's very, very much bullish around that partner area. So again, I would encourage you to stay tuned, but you'll see more, adoption around this. One example I will give is PeopleSoft. So they were kind of wavering in terms of their commitment around certifying around IDS version 10, and through both IBM's work and customers pushing on the other side, they are now going to be certifying on IDS version 10. So I will, mention that also. If you are a customer and you have a particular application vendor that you would like to see on IDS, please, send an email to myself or Gary. But also, make the request directly to that vendor, because ultimately, like most things in life, right, customers are the ones that have the ultimate power. They're the ones that these application providers and solution providers, they're building solutions for their customers, and if their customers are not getting what they want, obviously they're going to rectify that.
Okay, cool. One other question. I just hit the website just to make sure I was looking at it correctly. We've had the bond benchmark, and that was good. I was kind of curious if there were any moves or any talk about being able to include, say, IDS10/Cheetah for anything for the TPC C and H benchmarks. As I have noticed, it looks like UDB 8.1, 8.2, and 9 are out there as well. I was just kind of curious.
Yes, this is Bruce. I'll address that one. So just, as a case in point, if you look at benchmarks, couple thoughts on them. Number one is the reason we chose Bond is we really wanted to focus around this relationship that IDS has around, solution providers and applications. And we're going to continue on that thread. So my suspicion is the next benchmark that will come out around IDS will be, in fact, based on a similar type scenario where there's a application involved. The other benchmarks that you mentioned, quite frankly, a couple points, they're very costly, and the reality of benchmarks is it's a little bit of a leapfrogging type of thing. When you look at one day you wake up and the TCPH is, IBM is leading the way. The next day it could be another vendor. So I guess, quite frankly, from a marketing perspective, I'd rather take those dollars I'd invest there and put them into, business partner co-marketing or other areas in terms of awareness and things of this nature.
Okay. And the last one, I don't mean to monopolize the time. I appreciate your patience in this. Will we be able to have a download of Cheetah at some point in time by some chance down the road?
Yes, there will be a download of Cheetah. And stay tuned as, we move into 2007 for that. I don't know if Jerry or Stuart wants to comment more.
Trust me, there will be one.
Yeah. Cool.
I'll just mention as part of the open beta, there'll certainly be a download at that point even, and you'll be able to test run it.
Cool. Sounds great. Thank you, gentlemen.
And we have a follow-up from Hugo Zambrano.
Thank you. Would Cheetah be most likely a 10-point-something version, or would it be an 11 version? That's my first question. And the second one, and regarding XPS, would you be planning to include in Cheetah or in IDS some features that are currently only available in XPS?
Okay, this is Bruce. I'll field the first part and let Jerry handle the second part of your question. So in the first part, we don't really discuss at this juncture the actual nomenclature we'll use when the product gets released, vis-a-vis the, 10.5 or 10.8 or 11 or whatever it may be. Hence, we have the code name Cheetah, but obviously when the product gets announced next year, that'll be made available, and you'll be aware of that.
Thanks. The next one?
Jerry, did you want to handle the second
yes,
part
I'm
of that?
Sorry. I'm sorry. I was just so fascinated by your answer. So when we're looking at what features to include in future releases of IDS, including Cheetah. You know, certainly one of the areas that we look at is XPS, and we look at capability that's in XPS that we think would be valuable to our IDS customers. All right, so it's entirely possible that you'll see XPS features roll into IDS.
Thank you. Great.
And it appears we have no further questions. So, Mr. Weed, I'll turn the conference back over to you for any additional or closing remarks.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, I just want to take the opportunity to thank everybody today for joining, whether you're a business partner or a customer. I can't say enough. I think this is a real exciting time to be working with IDS. And again, I would encourage you, if you haven't been to one of our events recently, please take part in some of the local information on demand events that may be happening. I know there's one upcoming right now is going on in Spain. We have the conferences that Stuart laid out coming up in Washington and then in out on the West Coast next year. So please stay in tune. You'll start to see more and more around the Informix area. And I just wanted to thank the other two speakers today, Jerry Cassie, for his hard work and dedication to the Informix product set and his extended team, as well as to Stuart Lytell, who's done a super job at being the president of the IAUG. It's through the support of both Jerry and Stuart that we've been able to move forward and really grow the business. And again, just as you know, in closing, my particular thanks to the customers and business partners, because you're really what it's all about and, you know, why we're here. So thank you very much.
Bruce, can I just add one thing? I want to also thank on behalf of the rest of the IG board, everybody, thank you for your support of the IG server. But most important, as president, I need to thank my other board members. These people, we spent 3.5 weeks this past year traveling around, literally around the world, and a lot of them have given up some vacation time to do this to their jobs. And I wanted to thank the other 10 board members. Thank you for all your help, and I wanted to do that in public. This is a job that takes a lot of hours, but I can't do it without any with the rest of them. They're a great bunch of people.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a great day.
That does conclude today's teleconference. We thank you for your participation. Please have a great day.